Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. Well, we turn the page from Thanksgiving to the Christmas shopping season this week, and with it, sadly, came a dire warning that COVID-19 is spreading more rapidly. Right now, fully one-fifth of North Carolina's counties are considered hotspots in which community spread is critical. In response, Governor Roy Cooper took steps this week to further strengthen the statewide mask mandate that was put in place back in June. Masks must now be worn indoors whenever someone who is not in the same household is present, and outdoors whenever physical distancing isn't possible. The tighter restrictions include requiring masks in private schools as well as in gyms, even when working out. In restaurants, guests are now required to wear face coverings at their table unless they're actively eating or drinking. With hospital beds across the state filling up, State Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen said compliance with the new executive order is critical.
I'm particularly concerned about our record number of people in the hospital. The coming weeks will be a true test of our resolve to do what it takes to keep people from getting sick, to save lives, and to make sure you have a hospital care for whether it's a heart attack, a car accident, or COVID-19 when you need it. We know so much more about this pandemic than we did back in March when we had our first case. We need to put that knowledge to use, particularly when the actions are simple and the effects are profound. Masks work. They protect people around you and they can give you the protections as well. COVID-19 spreads mainly through respiratory droplets that travel through the air when you talk, when you cough, when you sneeze, shout, or sing. That's where the mask comes in. It's a barrier. Studies show masks reduce the spray of respiratory droplets. According to the CDC's chief medical officer, the more people who wear a mask, the more the community is protected, and therefore the more you individually benefit.
For several weeks now, the governor has been urging local municipalities to do more to address businesses that have skirted the health guidelines. This week, Greensboro Mayor Nancy Vaughn took the lead in saying her city would take steps to fine and even shutter businesses that fail to follow the health and safety protocol. Mayor Vaughn said she was alarmed at how quickly the second wave of COVID has spread through her community and filled area hospital beds.
2 months ago, we had an average of 36 patients in the Cone Health System. 1 month ago, we had an average of 81 cases. This past weekend, we had 133 patients hospitalized, with 27 of those patients in ICU. Based on Cone's internal projections, we are on track to have 200 to 300 people by February or March. Our numbers are doubling every 27 days. According to Cone Health, 230 people have died in Guilford County since the start of the pandemic. At the rate we are going, they predict we could have 100 more by the end of this year. Greensboro has been enforcing the masking ordinance, but what we found is that most businesses just factored it in as the cost of doing business. We were also challenged by using law enforcement to enforce the order, since their resources were already stretched thin. As of Friday, we gave our city manager the ability to utilize other departments, such as code enforcement, special events, and parking enforcement, to enforce the existing regulations and restrictions. At this time, we did not add any additional restrictions, but we enacted a penalty for exceeding permitted capacity. Businesses can face a civil fine of $100 for each person over the permitted capacity. This is strictly about overcrowding. This part is not tied to people wearing masks. Secondly, all businesses must enforce the face covering requirement on all their employees. Face coverings must cover the nose and mouth. Again, this is taking responsibility for their employees, not the actions of the general public. Any employee who is in contact with the general public must wear a face covering. Employees who are not in regular contact with the general public must wear a face covering if they cannot physically distance themselves from other coworkers. However, based on the announcement today, all employees must wear a face covering inside, whether or not they are interacting with the general public. All businesses must post capacity limits on all entrances and the governor's order to wear a face covering. Proper spacing, as per the governor's order, must be maintained. For example, spacing of tables in a restaurant or standing 6 feet apart when you're waiting in line. Hand sanitizer must be provided. Now, if a business is found to be in substantial violation of the above requirements, first, they'll be warned. But if we come back a second time and the violations remain, they can be closed for 24 hours. If the city comes back a third time and the violations still remain, they can be closed for 48 hours. If the city comes back a fourth time, they can be closed for 72 hours. This is a health and safety issue. It's important to note that this enhanced state of emergency does not penalize the business for their customers' behavior, only their own. They are in control of enforcement actions.
We could see more cities follow Greensboro's lead in the coming weeks. Secretary Cohen reminded reporters this week, it's not just having enough hospital beds. It's also having enough medical providers who aren't burned out available to see us through the winter. And the cavalry won't be coming from other states.
Our people resources, our doctors, our nurses, our respiratory techs, they are our precious commodity as we think about our capacity to be able to surge additional beds. And it is a real concern. We do have physical space here in the state, but it is the people that we are paying a lot of attention to. And the reality is that with a pandemic spreading as fast as it is, not just here in North Carolina, but around the country, there isn't the same ability for us to pick up the phone and phone a friend in a neighboring state in order to bring in some surges of folks, because they're right now, frankly, they're all in the Midwest helping some very, very serious situations there where they have absolutely no hospital beds and they're asking nurses who have COVID right now to keep working. It's dire in the Midwest. We don't want that here. And we also know that there are not going to be the people resources. I think that is why we are so focused on making sure that we can slow the spread of this virus right now. Since the beginning of this pandemic, we've had an ability to recruit volunteers through a state process, and we've been able to deploy those staffing resources largely to our long-term care facilities. We've used that in our long-term care facilities because if they aren't able to be staffed, unfortunately, those folks in nursing homes can get shuttled to hospitals that are already strained. So our focus on the state in terms of staffing capacity has really been in our long-term care and nursing home space to make sure we can focus on our frail that are in those spaces. When I speak with hospital CEOs on a weekly basis, we talk about how we need to be working together on the transparency of protecting our people resources. It's as the governor mentioned, hospitals are already looking to and decreasing their elective procedures and surgeries in order to make sure they have both the beds and the staff to be able to care for the folks that come through their doors. It's going to be something we watch incredibly closely, but I think the bottom line is, we need to work together today to slow the spread, to do the things that we need to, so everyone has a doctor and a nurse and a bed there for them if they need it. Whether they have COVID or a heart attack or a car accident, we want to make sure you have the resources you need. And so we're working very hard on that, but everyone plays a role in it.
The governor's latest executive order and restrictions will be in place through at least December 11th. Coming up next, one of the state's leading advocates for civil rights and civil liberties joins me to discuss some of the most contentious issues roiling our nation. Stay with us.